I think family appearance is very important, and it's not just consisting of your parents, your brothers and sisters. It consists, like, even your cousins are considered very important. And from my point of view, I'm adopted by my parents. So you're looking at my adopted parents being very, very important to me and my brothers and sisters, even though they're my adopted brothers and sisters. And my cousins, like their children, are very, very important. And I think the older people are considered to be very, very important, like your grandparents. And for me, even my real father, who is still alive, is still very important to me. Even though you're adopted up here, you don't stop thinking about your real parents like you do down south. Like, some of the people that are adopted don't even know who their parents are. And like, I would feel just as badly if something happened to my real father, same way that I would be upset about my real father, I mean my adopted father. And like I said, even your cousins, like, even going on to second or third generation is considered immediate family. And
see, in my situation, Australia is basically my wife, myself, two children, and we have occasionally, maybe at Christmas, you meet other members of the family, but otherwise we live in isolation from others. But here, everyone seems to be related to one another.
Yeah.
And
I think it's because like, before the white man came up here, that was the only way to survive, is to rely on everybody that was considered family. And like, the hunting was very hard, so if my cousin got a seal or something like that, my family would be part of the family to be getting the meat and stuff like that.
Can you ever think of an Inuit couple getting married not having any children?
No. Even if they couldn't have their own children, you, like, take my parents for instance. They had five, and my adopted mother couldn't have her own children. So, and yet there were five of us. I think going back to the time before the Kavlunak people came up here again, how are you going to survive when you're older and you can't go out hunting? Somebody has to carry on that tradition of going out hunting and making sure the family survives. Plus, I think a lot of people up here understand the meaning. They're gifts from God. They're, you wouldn't have them if God didn't want to give you a gift, which happens to be a child. I think that has a lot to do with having so many kids up here.
So up here, marriage and parenthood always go together.
Very much.
Mm. And why do even quite old people? I've seen some old ladies with babies. Why do they adopt children?
I think it's more or less to your kids have grown up and left home, and they have their own families now. I think it's got a lot to do with loneliness. Kids are beautiful. They make your life enjoyable. And to have a house without a kid is maybe like having a house without a washing machine for you guys. It would be more hardship than more than anything.
So again, to say marriage and parenthood go together, but even if, like, would even an old lady whose husband had died, would she also be able to adopt? Would she adopt her baby?
Yes, she would. She probably adopt from her daughters or her sister-in-laws. You see that quite a bit up here. Even if she didn't have daughters or daughters-in-law, you see all the people up here adopting from their relatives, or if somebody had a baby and they didn't want the baby, then if the lady wanted a baby, if the couple knew that this old lady wanted a baby, they'd probably go ahead and give it to her.
So do people want to adopt, do they ask someone for a baby, or do people who have a baby they don't want or want to give up let people know? How does it happen?
I don't think there is a structure that you follow to let people know that you want a baby. In small communities like this, it's a common knowledge. You know, if you tell your sister-in-law or somebody, let's see, I was an older lady and I told my sister-in-law I want to adopt a child, it becomes a common knowledge within a couple of days. Not in a gossip sort of a way, but in caring, because you care for her so much and you know that she's feeling lonely or that she's needing somebody, you do it so that people will know she needs someone.
So again, it's a contrast with society in the South and Australia, in that many old people are glad to be rid of children, to talk about enjoying old age, and you haven't got children to worry about, but up here, not so.
No. Yes, plus, I think pretty well every new mother puts their babies on bottles, whether they're going to be adopted or not.
What about the formalities? If you're going to, let's say, you're a lady and you're going to adopt this baby, do you then have to register it with the government? Is there anything formal you have to go through?
The government doesn't usually find out until after the fact, like you've already gotten the baby and everything, so you go to the government office and register the baby.
And do you...
It seems like a backwards way from down south, but it's a lot easier.
And the government accepts that, you know?
I think they've gotten to call it... native adoption or something like that, and they accept it.